Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your mind with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. I'm your host, Olympia LaPointe, here on this show. I'm going to ask you this one key question. What are your triggers? What are your triggers? If you can think about one to two, maybe three things that when they happen, it triggers you to do crazy things, can you name them? Today's episode is identifying your triggers, but namely so, when you identify your triggers, how do you turn back on your personality, who you originally are, not who you don't want to be? Each one of us have triggers. Every single one of us on the face of this planet has something that triggers us. For example, I went through a lot in my lifetime. You know me as a rocket scientist, and if you read my book, Answers Unleashed, you know the background story. I was not trained to be a rocket scientist, but I had to go through and be raised through a lot of difficulty, poverty, abuse, all sorts of things as a child, in order to eventually retrain my brain to actually see things logically and then eventually launch NASA rockets, which is a great deal. But the process of constantly reprogramming and reshaping your brain, no matter what you go through, is something in which not only rocket scientists have to do, but it is what the entire world, the entire population has the option of doing if they know how to do it. So for me, what triggered me most recently is when people express themselves and they are still overlooked. Now, all of us have different triggers. For example, I have a dear friend. He is a physical therapist. He has been helping people all along, but this is his trigger. If he feels someone has treated someone horribly unfair, or he thinks he has treated his other people unfair, that is his trigger. One of my dear girlfriends, she is a leader and such a great stylist. Her trigger is if there is a man who lies to her, that is her trigger, where she will revert into somebody who she doesn't want to be. Now, what does it mean when I say trigger? All right. In our lifetime, especially in our childhood, we go through types of events in our life that are very difficult. And we do not necessarily know how to handle them as children. And it is a little trauma in our brain. It's in whatever happened in that moment in time, if it is repeated in the future, it becomes a trigger. Like, for example, I went through a lot of difficulty in my childhood, and when I would speak up or thought I could speak up and then it was completely ignored, that became a little trigger in my brain. And so when I became older and when I would speak up and still not be heard, bam, the trigger not only became something that was small when that process and that event happened as a child, but it grew into a snowball where it completely, bam, exploded in another situation decades later, where if I didn't find a way to remove the explosive part of the trigger in my memory, it was going to change me into a different person. And when the trigger would happen, it would change me into being that 8-year-old. That 8-year-old that would be mad at the world and would do anything to make sure people heard her. Anything that she could find. Now, you have that. I have that. Not everyone has it, but most of the walking population has something that triggers them. So, for example, my really dear friend who is a physical therapist, he had a trigger. His was, he fell down a hill when he was very young and had a concussion, didn't know about it. And then anytime he would bump his head in the future, that would be the trigger for him, where he would become a different person, a person who would be angered, someone who would be cutthroat, because that part of him had not been taken care of and that trigger hadn't been removed. The girlfriend, my dear friend, early in her life, she had a father that lied to her in such a profound way that when she would encounter other men that would lie like that, she would be triggered, where she didn't know how to leave a situation. You see, all of us have something in our lives that has triggered us. And anytime any type of situation that remotely resembles what we have gone through in childhood, when it comes up again, it can possibly be a trigger if you do not take your thinking and shift it so you can become the person who you are designed to be. All right, let me break that down again. See, you have an option. You have a choice in every single one of your thoughts. How are you going to choose your thought so it takes the energy from the situation that has triggered you and shifts it into a new form that gives you power so you can change the outcome of the situation without being the young kid in which was troubled before? You see, I'm no psychologist, but I just share my own experiences, what I have gone through. And I guarantee you there are thousands, if not millions, and if not billions of people who have gone through the same thing. And I simply share my experience. Now, how do you know that you are being triggered? How do you know if something is off and you're not operating how you usually do? Like, for example, have you ever thought to yourself, why did I just do that? Why did I just lie? Well, why didn't I just tell the truth? Have you ever experienced that? Or have you ever thought, oh my God, why did I just treat that person that way? They didn't deserve that. That's not who I am. Have you ever experienced that? Well, if you have, that means that a side of you is coming out in which needs your attention. When I work with my coaches, I realized that there was an 8-year-old girl inside of me that needed affection. And every single one of us who have gone through a rough experience, more than likely, not always, but more than likely, there is a part of you that gets stuck in that age. And so when you are looking at a situation, you will be stuck mentally looking at a situation as if you are still that age. Like you have no power. If you were 15 and you were in the middle of gang violence and you're 30 now, completely outside of gang violence, you may still think people are attacking you. If you are, if you were 3 years old and completely hurt in a situation, you may, upon the smallest injury, may think that you're still that 3-year-old and then your actions would be like a young kid. When you are able to identify the actions of you right now that is an adult versus the actions of somebody who is much younger, a part of you, when you can decipher the actions between both parts or multiple parts of you, that's when you have discernment on the triggers that something has just been triggered in your life. For example, I watched this weekend, I watched the news this weekend, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion. And I saw, if you were watching the United States news last week, I saw Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh have explosive testimonies about their experiences. They were completely opposite and differing one another, and no one knew who was telling the truth. But mainly a lot of people across the United States just felt this gut instinct that Dr. Ford was sharing her true story. And it brought up such emotion in so many women. It brought up emotion in me. And I remember looking at all of this thinking to myself, someone should be listening to her. Someone needs to know that there's pain caused in her life. Someone needs to do something about what she has experienced. And it was just so amazing. I even went to church this weekend, and there were 84-year-old women that came up and 70-year-old women that came up and shared with me that the same thing that happened to Dr. Ford happened to them, and they were just too quiet about it because they thought no one was going to believe them. And it was like, I was just like, shocked. And that was actually a trigger that happened in me. See, when I had heard all these women had spoken up and they weren't believed, that created a trigger in me where I thought I was 8 years old. Not literally, but what I mean by that is when I thought, oh my God, there's somebody needs to protect all the women in the society from something like this, that was not giving me the adult, the authority to handle the situation with the thinking that I have acquired as being an adult. When I started to recognize that how I started to think, which was I needed protection and I needed a way for some men to hear the cries of women, did not honor the fact that I was a 40-year-old woman with strength. You see, when you are triggered by a certain type of situation, your thinking would be around the same type of thinking that you would have thought as if you were in that age that everything happened. It wasn't until I looked back at my own life and recognized I need to listen to myself and what makes me feel comfortable first. And when I do that, I can always have a sound mind in my own thinking and judgment. That is what allows me to transform my life to be an adult, not a person who thinks they're powerless. For you and for you, what happens in your life where you start thinking like you have no power? I just want you to take an inventory right now, this week. Whatever has happened in your life this week, I want you to think about it. What has happened in this week or even last week that made you feel as if you had no power? All right. You can probably think of one thing, maybe two. All right. Now that you've done that, I want you to think about when you first had that feeling. What age were you? Were you 3? Were you 5? Were you 8? What happened in that moment of time? When you are able to go back in time and recall that moment where you felt that, the first time you felt that way, chances are that moment in itself can be corrected by you going back in time. That energy that was in that situation can be completely shifted so your thoughts change if you learn how to master how to go back in time. Now, let me break this down to you, and this is going to be real deep, and this is going to be real deep for you guys. Time is all based on how you perceive it. Time is not the same for every single person on the face of this earth. You know why? Because we are all in different places physically. Einstein's theory of relativity indicates that time is relative. It is commonly measured through the second. However, how we experience time is different. And in my book, Answers Unleashed, I talk about how we can take our memories and go back into time at that one moment and shift the situation in that moment in time so you can recreate every present moment that you have living. So you're the author of time travel. If you go back into that one moment in time where you felt so like, just so annoyed, where you felt the first time you felt that type of just disappointment, that first time you felt that anger, first time you felt that loss, first time you felt that rage. What would you do differently now in that moment? Think to yourself, what would you do differently in the past to shift the entire situation? And if you can remember that moment and you actually replay it in your brain to have a different outcome with what you wished would have happened, literally you say what it is that you wanted to say, you think what it is that you wanted to think, or you literally go back in time as the adult who you are and you talk to yourself as that kid to remind them of the truth, that in itself literally shifts your entire time space. It shifts your entire brain. It shifts your consciousness, and it's going to shift your complete way that you look at situations in front of you, so you're no longer going to experience the snowball effect of that pain that has been circling around in your head since you've been so small. You have the power to change the past and change your future simply by going back in time and rewriting it. I had to do that for myself. Those of you that follow me, you know I did not have the greatest life. Woo! I did not have the greatest life. I went through such turmoil as like a kid. I really did. And I can think of several times when I went back in time and had to rewrite history. And one of the histories is, if any of you have watched my TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, I talk about how I was slashed in the face by a gang member and almost lost my eye. And at that moment in time, I looked at myself as a victim. I thought to myself, oh, anybody can do that to me in the future. And I had that, I didn't say it, but I had that idea like, oh my gosh, anybody can hurt me again in the future. And it wasn't until, I must have been like probably 30. I was probably 30 years old. Yeah, it was. It was probably a couple of years before the TED Talk. It was when I was 30 years old where one of my mentors, she came to me and she asked me, what did you do to contribute that to that situation and what would you have done differently? And that was the first time someone had ever asked me that. What could I have done differently to shift the outcome? And I actually started remembering what the truth was. I was a person who always had a smart mouth. I still have a smart mouth. I can tell somebody off and I will cut them down if they ever come to me in a way that I don't like. But I'm a nice person. I don't necessarily do that. But when I was 10 years old, that's what I did. I cut that guy down. He did something that really annoyed me. He aggravated me. He took my paper. He crumpled it up once. He crumpled it up twice. And I did something that I pushed his buttons. I'm going to be real. I pushed that guy's buttons and I told him what I really thought. And I didn't realize I had a gift to get inside people's heads back then. But with any gift, you have to use it wisely. And I didn't know how to use that gift wisely. And I got into that guy's head and he got so angered that he stood up. And now no guy ever should hit a woman. Nobody should ever hit anybody else, period. And this guy, 10 years old, he didn't know how to control his anger. And he got up and he had this ring on his finger and he sliced my face open. And I remember thinking, I'm going to get that guy back. And as I stood up to go get to him, all my eyesight went and everybody started screaming. There was blood going everywhere. And I was like, what's going on? And I was mad because I couldn't get back at him. And that's when my eyesight went. And it took me several years to get my complete eyesight back. But how I contributed to that situation is what needed to shift in my head. See, I realized that when I am angered, my response to the anger is just as powerful as what happens next. See, I have a choice in every single type of situation on how I handle things. And at being 10 years old, I didn't know how to handle that situation. See, when we are adults, we know how to handle situations. But if we are kids, we don't know how to. So if you were to go back into time and recognize how you could handle a situation and so you could completely change the outcome, and if you literally go back in time to your young self and coach your young self as if you're like, you remember watching Back to the Future? Has anyone ever watched that movie where like, was it Marty? Is it Marty his name? He goes back and he actually sees himself doing all these things. He's like, ah! Well, you have the exact same ability to do that. You actually can go back in your own back in time and coach yourself, but you can actually... This is what differs from this movie Back to the Future. You can actually go back in time and look at yourself and communicate to yourself, you being your age, without there being any type of warp in time or space. You know why? Because you, and this is how deep this goes. You can always go back to yourself at whatever age it was and literally look at yourself in the face and talk to yourself, your young self. And the reason why you are able to do that is because your young self is still inside of you in the present. So you embody decades ago. At the same time, you are being, now this is going to go real deep. Now, if any of you watch The Matrix, you'll realize how deep this is. You right now are being visited by your future self telling you how to handle a situation. See, time is not linear. We understand it consciously to be linear because that's, otherwise everything would just be all warped up into the same thing. But no, time is not necessarily linear. It's not uniform. It is kind of circular. So you can actually go back in the past and coach yourself, talk to yourself, help yourself. You can go back in the past and coach yourself on how to handle these certain situations so you will no longer take that thinking and have it eat away at you. Just like you will have your future self from 10 years from now, next week even, come to you right now. You may come to you right now in a dream. You may come to you in like a daydream. You may see yourself in the future. I know a lot of you have experienced that where you'll see yourself, oh my God, I just saw myself doing this. That's because it was you. You literally came back to yourself and told yourself what to do in order to get there. You come to all places of your time inside of your brain. Your heart and your brain are connected through memory. So when you go back in time and coach yourself, that gives you authority for you in the future to come back in time and coach yourself right now at whatever it is that you're going through. Who knows? If you're 20 right now listening to this podcast, you may be visited by a 50-year-old man who is you that's telling you how to make billions. You never know. If you are an 18-year-old student, you may be coming to yourself right now as a medical student telling you how to study so you pass your OChem class so you can qualify for medical school. If you are a 42-year-old mom and you're listening to this podcast, you may be coming to yourself at the age of 62, telling you what you can do right now for your health to avoid any type of cancer. You have the power already given to you and embedded inside of you to continuously check back on yourself and coach yourself so you will not fall trapped to the triggers from the outside. You see, we'll always have triggers. But the question is, what do you do with that energy? So you can either let the trigger be like a trigger where it will be a weapon, so the energy will actually eat away at you because of your own thought. Or you can have the trigger be your explosion, where it's still the same energy, but your thought around the situation doesn't allow the situation to eat at you, but allows you to launch yourself to the place in the future where you are destined to go. I always, always love talking to you here on Answers Unleashed. You can always find me on the show. I am so honored to be here in the studio. This is the KPC Radio Studio here at Pierce College. This is an educational show for people to really unleash the power of their mind with so many different programs that we have here. You can always find me here on AnswersUnleashed.com. Call us up at 888-88-ANSWERS to find out the answers to some of your questions that you have out there. And you can always find me on Facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. And some of you are watching the podcast live through Facebook. And I just thank you every single week for tuning in, for listening to Answers Unleashed, for picking up Answers Unleashed book, and for supporting this educational show that is brought to you not by corporations or not by any large entities, exception to the students themselves that desire to learn. And I must thank every single one of the students here who are here devoting their time, volunteering their time, so we get information out to you. So I really am honored to be here every single week on Answers Unleashed. And until next time, let the triggers that happen in life not scare you, not cause you to be a different person, but rather empower you to be the person you are always meant to be. I'm Olympia LaPointe, here with you on Answers Unleashed. I'll see you next time.